Milwaukee was filled with hope when Black Star came to town. They promised jobs. Jobs for everyone. Their money fixed roads and opened hospitals. When Black Star announced Project Godseed, even the mayor didn't question it. Black Star said we needed a new god, so we began to build. We were so busy finishing the project that we didn't notice nature withering around us. We never asked to whom this new god would pray. We had to destroy Milwaukee to save...
That was a stupid idea, Porgy. Here we are at Commie Martyrs, but how are we going to find more Science High?
Well, let's get out of exposition, Park Mud, and we'll be all right.
Okay.
Come on this way.
Hey, Porge.
What?
I ain't afraid, but it sure is spooky in here.
That's because we're on the other side.
Hey, what's that?
Huh? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a picture, Mudhead. Oh. Like all my pants.
Porge?
What?
I'm not holding on to your pants.
You're not?
No.
Oh, no.
Hi, boys.
Oh, Bottles. Oh, how did you get in here?
Oh, I have my ways.
Yeah, I bet you gave the guard a sleeve job.
Oh, yeah? That's what you guys are always thinking about.
Oh, quiet.
You just come over here and I'll show you something.
Don't you trust her, Porgy. Then she'll want to see yours.
No, Mudhead. She's right. Look.
You see? You see what I found?
My golly, it's him.
They've got the big portrait of Principal Poop that used to hang in the boys' Supreme Court at Morse Science.
Those eyes. Weird.
Hey, shh. Oh. It's one of them. Oh. He's coming up.
I'll
carry the ball.
Be cool.
This is a system message from ship's computer translation subsystem. Incoming message. Extremely unusual in composition. Translation includes many lingual anomalies. Overall accuracy of translation is unknown.
Shoes for industry, compadre.
Hello to our house. Do you feel better yet? If you are campers, you will enjoy the change, but maybe not yet.
Oh, not yet, but soon, heavy industry will make it possible for all the people to have everything it desires in a free marketplace.
That's right.
That is funny. Maybe you think ores are many bubbles, too. It is such a joke. Ores are not many bubbles like campers. Ores are just ores. I am ores. I am one with many fingers. My fingers reach through into heavy space, and you see ores bubbles, but it is really fingers. Ores are happy people energy from the outside. Inside is good. So much good that ores will always germinate. Can you come together with ores for party?
Gosh, no. The means of production are held by all the people.
That's right.
Yes, yes. We are two friendly, extremely happy sisters should correct each other for celebration. So much enjoyment. Shall we come to your house so that we can be relatives? Perhaps, after the biggest party, you will understanding the ores, and I can showing you other levels. There are so many, but you only play on this one. One is not enough. We are friends now. Never be afraid.
Okay, comrade. I mean, Porgy.
That sure was a close one. We'd better get out of here.
No. Wait a minute, Bottles. They must be hiding more science around here someplace. They got the pooper's picture.
They got everybody's picture.
Well, they're not going to get mine. I'm leaving.
Hey, wait a minute. Not through there. That's not a flashing red light.
Hey,
come
Bottles.
On, guys. Gee, now we'll have to go in after her. Oh, well, come on, Mudhead.
Okay, all right.
Mudhead, we found it.
Our old almond mater. It's been taken apart and stacked up and labeled!
This has never happened to any other high school ever before!
Hey, Porgy!
What?
Look at this big thing over here!
What's that?
I don't know, it's got a label, though. I'll read it. 11478 Mural Auditorium, right rear. Heroic struggle of the little guys to finish the mural.
That's ours, all right. I guess we got them red-handed.
Yeah, here's a red-handed.
Listen, I'm just going to take... I'll take this along for evidence, and
hold
we'll go...
Hold it right there, boys!
Mr. Tirebiter!
Dad!
Dad, sir, to you, son. I'm People's Commissioner Tirebiter now, and nobody's sweetheart. Ah!
You must have won the election, Dad.
Right, son. Now I am the people. And the people, us, wants me to tell them, it, just what you're doing with your hands in number 35729, comma, shorts, comma, one pair blue gym, comma, W/protector worn by Barbara Bobo.
Oh! I'd like to take one, too, Dad.
Scared, son? Don't be. I love you at times like this.
I know, Dad, but how can you be an... I mean, I still don't see how you can be my defense lawyer and the people's prosecutor all at the same time.
Easy, son. This way I can personally see that you're persecuted to the full extent of the laws.
That's my dad.
George Leroy, Tirebiter, please take the stand.
Does he mean me?
Now stand tall, Porge. There...
Live more. Connect more. Travel more.
This is Carolyn Presky. You've sold out! Now let's see just what you bought on this, your third day on Hawaiian Sellout. Bob, what's Miss Presky's heap so far?
Right, Jack. So far, a complete broken set of color bars for Mrs. B's new home, some leveled mountain skis and water rollers for that fun-filled open season, an unattached grid 5 stand-up reheater with a smoke window, and now...
300 full pounds of Chef Antoine's Southern Fried Glimpse, toasted to golden perfection, cubed, reheated, and returned to water before you're ready, Miss B. And the inside, well, look at that. It's just as lovely. Two shelves were none are needed. And look at that. Close the door and the light stays on. Well, how do you feel, Miss Presky?
Sick.
Ah, well, you can afford it now, love. But like the good book says, there are bigger deals to come.
Share more. Smile more. Find more. Consume more.
Was that the line you took, Lieutenant?
I can't.
Oh, go ahead. You have to answer this one.
I can't remember.
Calm down, my boy. Our entire defense rests on you not...
Major, kindly instruct your client to stop acting, and you could take a couple of lessons in military toughness yourself.
Yes, and everything went black.
General, I must insist this man is in no condition to replay that...
Well, I can see that, Major. Will the recording sergeant read the scene back to him?
Yes, sir. Alvarado. Sir, what are we going to do, man? Matetsky, take it easy, Lieutenant. Tirebiter, we're going to go out there and cut. I can't say it. I'm sorry, but I zip beep.
Can you remember now, Lieutenant?
Surrogate General Klein, sir. When I signed my contract with you, I fully intended to fulfill its terms with honor, sir. But you never told me I had to go out there and kill anybody.
Lieutenant, we will not tolerate the use of prohibited language in this courts-martials. The accursed will be advised of the absence of his rights under the secret code of military toughness and will act accordingly.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm sorry.
I suppose it's we parents should be sorry, Judge. We failed somewhere. We didn't raise this boy to use language like that.
No, it's not our fault anymore, Mr. Prosecutor. Call the next witness.
What do you think I ought to call him, Judge?
I don't know. We don't have a name for him. He never went to school.
Well, then, the people calls to the stand, you!
Don't point at me, Daddy, I'll cut off your finger!
No, you, the second man from the rear over there, you, the man with no shoes!
Who, me?
You!
Mudhead? Oh, golly,
yeah. You promise to covet property, propriety, plurality, surety, security, and not hurt the state? Say what?
What?
Take your stand.
Now then, Mr. Head.
Hi, Mr. Tirebiter. You know me.
Do you know the defendant?
Do I know Porgy?
And you spend all your free time with him?
Sure, except when he's in school.
So you don't go to school?
Heck no. I'm 30 years old.
But you were in school, weren't you?
Never.
And with your friend Porgy.
No.
Last night.
Oh, you mean commie martyrs.
Communist martyrs high school. Exactly.
Well, yeah, of course, Porgy had to find out where they were hiding more science, or he couldn't get out.
Or he couldn't get out. He admits it, he was trying to get out.
Isn't everybody?
Yes, to get out in times of declared emergency.
What emergency?
Well, there you are, Judge Poop. Youth here doesn't seem to know about the disappearance of the old school.
But that's what Porgy was looking for!
If you don't answer the question, young man, we're going to have to gag you.
What question?
Gag him.
That's why he's so mean.
Oh, well.
Yes, yes. Well, what else happened in history today, Hugh?
In history, Patty, well, today, of course, is the 38th of Cunegonda. And on this day in 1938 B.C., Mr. George Antrobus invented the wheel.
And just in time.
And in 1889, the Peace of Humus broke out, ending the Hundred Years' War against the cows.
Yep.
And last year, Patty, you and the viewers will be interested in noting that the world ended.
As we know it, Hugh.
You're darn tootin', Patty.
I sure am.
Say, who was born today?
Nobody, Hugh.
I mean in history, Patty, before they changed the water.